Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Bob Geloff, 50 years this Halloween since you played, the Boomtown Rats played their first ever gig. So can you clarify one thing at the start? Was it Bolton Street or Kevin Street, or do you remember the gig that well?
Well, they all say, the band all say it was definitely Bolton Street because four of them went there. And, you know, I was always, I had no idea where either of them was because I was never in higher education. So I was just crapping myself. I didn't care where it was. You know, I just pitched up and did my thing. But they all insist it was Bolton Street. So that's where we'd be tomorrow.
So tell us about the gig. There's a, again, maybe this is apocryphal. I heard a story that I think you used to be called, initially you were called, was it the Nightlife Tugs, that you did it, this grand flourish and you went up, there was a chalkboard and you rubbed out that name and you wrote the Boomtown Rats on it. It would seem like a nice artistic flourish. Did that actually happen?
It did happen, yeah. I mean, the others didn't really care what we were called, but I had a bee in my bonnet that the name of a band had to suggest what they would sound like or look like before you even heard them. And I'd been writing about music in Canada on an underground newspaper there. And I also didn't like the fact that the definite article had sort of been kicked out of rock and roll. So your bands like Yes and Genesis and Queen and all this. And I couldn't stand that. You know, where was the Who, the Small Faces, the Kinks, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones? So bring back the definite article, find a name that will resonate. Not just what was happening around Dublin at the time, just non-names, just names. One was Supply, Demand and Curve. What the hell does that mean? You know, another was, I can't remember, Nightbus. Yeah, I mean, you know, what do any of those mean? So I thought you can get a name like the Rolling Stones and you can shorten it to the Thugs. And I thought the Thugs would be good, but it didn't, you know, the others didn't really care. Like I would lecture them about all these things, they'd be bored. And on the night before the gig, I was in bed rereading Woody Guthrie's brilliant biography, Bound for Glory, which Bob Dylan, when I was a kid, had led me to read. And I don't know why I was rereading it, but I came to a bit when Woody was 11 years old and had a ripe social conscience even then. And his boyhood gang was called the Boomtown Rats. And I just thought, what a great name. So we were all in the pub before and practicing, like, you know, harmonies and stuff like that. And I didn't say much. I said, you know, I think we should change the name. And again, they weren't really interested. And when we got to the classroom, about 30 people. And, you know, we started, Jerry, the guitar player who got us the gig, he started off, and he was so nervous, he started off playing completely the wrong guitar riff. I mean, he made up something. So we just went along with that. I had my coat, cap and scarf on and my back to the audience because I was nervous. About an hour in, we took a break. And much to my dismay, you know, people were clapping. Nobody had ever clapped at me for anything I'd ever done in my life. So full of bravado, I marched over to the blackboard where somebody had put the Nightlife Thugs and with one sweep swept it off the board and wrote the Boomtown Rats. And there we were.
Brilliant. A natural front man. Now, look, within a couple of years, you were huge. You were the first Irish band to have a number one in the UK. Like, were you good that night? Were you, or like, what kind of reception did you get?
Pete, who's over here with me, Pete Burkett, he said that, you know, he was excited by what we are doing. Then I thought we weren't any good at all. I'd no really idea. It was just noisy and exciting. And the next day, full of confidence, I spoke to Louis Clear, who had a sort of hippie come underground two-sheet Zamazdat-type magazine called Zit. And I'd written one or two things for Louis, but he had a gig in Coolafuca, and I asked him would he put us on. And we played in the bar, and the bar was completely packed. And I don't know how or why, but it was packed. And we played on the floor, and the audience was at the same level of us. And I saw them looking at me differently, not like they're looking at each other. And I looked around at the band.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
And they seemed to be different. And what I didn't understand, of course, they were performing. And as the night wore on, I looked over, up over the heads of the crowd, which were equal to mine. And the barman had stopped serving drink, and he was dancing along the top of the bar.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, maybe we're good.
Well, and you were really good. I was listening back to the new album, the Best Of Anthology, which I was listening to it on Spotify today. I mean, the songs still sound pretty fresh and pretty raw.
Yeah, I mean, it's an extraordinary thing to leave that behind you, to have that, you know. I mean, I haven't heard those songs for years, and we ask, you know, people on social media, fans, to put what songs they wanted to hear on a double album thing. And there's some really, really good songs there. I mean, you know, it's amazing that I wrote them 50 years ago. I mean, you know, I know that sounds, you know, self-aggrandizing, but I don't mean to be. I kind of almost don't remember, but they're very good, and the lyrics are really good. But you've got to put it in an Irish context, never mind the fact that the band went on and did a lot. I mean, we sold millions of records, and without Bolton Street that night in Halloween 50 years ago, you don't get Live Aid, you don't get all these other things that come out of it. I don't think you get the same bands coming out of Ireland. You know, Ireland, you know, your generation that are bored with my generation saying what a different country it was, how awful it was, how there were three gigs you could actually play in Dublin. Three, that was it. Nobody put up posters. There was no rock radio. There was no rock television. There was no rock magazine until Niall Stokes started up Hot Press with money from Rory Gallagher. And, you know, so it was dead. Yeah. And along come these, you know, six guys from South Dublin and decided that things had to change. I mean, there was a great social sickness, Shane. I mean, you know, the government was utterly corrupt. The church was busily abusing the children of its parishioners, and the business people, such business as there was, were busy making money out of all of this. Meanwhile, there was no future for you if you were 20 years old. Zero, none. So, you know, someone had to make a noise about this. And I think what happened was, alongside London and New York, we just happened to be here. And that noise presaged and, you know, a complete change. It was the beginning, I think, of facing down what had been there before. I think it was the beginning of that. Yeah. And we had Van, we had Rory, we had Lizzie. But Ireland, the Rats seemed to be a break from that. It seemed to presage and preface what was coming next with Sinead, with U2, and all of that stuff. So whatever happened in England and the world, it happened here first. And we got to be very big very quickly here. I mean, it stunned me when we arrived at Moran's Hotel in Gardner Street to play in the basement of a hotel. And there was a huge queue all the way up Gardner Street, which, you know, was in those days was a dangerous place to be around. There was just this queue of people just kicking off. It was amazing. It was exciting, but, you know, I was just permanently worried, you know, what's going to happen.
Yeah. So look, you've had an extraordinary career post Boomtown Rats, but you're kind of coming back to your first love now. I mean, you're going to play gigs as the Boomtown Rats? Is that the plan, isn't it?
Well, it never stopped me, the Boomtown Rats.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, I know you have, but still been playing. Yeah,
that you know, you just keep playing, and like we're in the middle now of a UK tour. You know, again, sold out everywhere. This sounds all flattering, but believe me, it's like, it's odd to me that I've made my life and my living out of this crowd of Herberts, you know, who pitched up and done lyrics one day, you know. I mean, that's, it's, you know, time telescopes itself. And I'm still amazed. The actual 50th gig is Halloween night, and it'll be at the Hammersmith Odeon, which I chose purposely because that's where Ziggy Stardust committed suicide. That's where Bob Marley, you know, began his huge career. That's where Bruce Springsteen came to play first in the UK. And I was, name drop alert, I was with Bruce last week, and he was telling me all about playing there, you know. And I said, yeah, the Rats, what's it, just broke through there. We have a film of it. So I wanted to be there. And you know, it sold out in seconds, and I'm amazed by that, and I love it, of course. And then you have this record, and you listen back to your life through music, and you kind of think, okay, not bad.
Not bad, not bad at all. It would have been amazing if there had been a coincidence between the 50th anniversary and you becoming the president of this country. Do you have any regrets at how it worked out and what might have been? I don't know if you've been following the election here, but it hasn't exactly been riveting. I think you would certainly have shaken it up quite a good bit if you had been there. Any regrets at how things turned out?
Yeah, I think so. It was a timing thing. If it was last year or next year, I'd have gone for it. I couldn't do, if I'd been nominated by one of the parties, but they didn't know really that, you know, my mind was sort of, I wanted to try something different, something that was stimulating, something that would be of value. You know, I only called the Taoiseach. And late in the day, he'd already made his decision. And so at the other party. So, and I wouldn't have had time to do the county council thing. And and I think anyway, I may not have made it with the county councils because people are very ambivalent about me, understandably enough. But I would have liked the scrap. And I would have liked to engage in that and the election process itself. And I have followed it, and they're two capable and nice people, and you want capable and nice people. And, you know, I think I could have done the job. I think I would have, again, this sounds terrible, I think I would have been good at the job.
Well, as both a music fan and a lover of politics, I would have loved to have seen you as a candidate because I think it would have been an absolutely fascinating contest. Listen, congratulations on the 50th anniversary. It's an extraordinary story, and you've an extraordinary body of work that you can be rightly proud of. Bob Geldof, an absolute pleasure to talk to you on News Talk Breakfast.
Thanks, Shane.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.